Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. It's interesting to note that Satan never showed up in the Garden of Eden until Eve did. He is terrified when two people come together in the power of agreement. Frankly, it scares the heck out of him. Now, if you thought I was going to say that it scared the hell out of him, well, I'd never say that because it's not possible.
In Revelation 20, verse 10, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Then the devil who had led them astray, deceiving and seducing them, was hurled into the fiery lake of burning brimstone, where the beast and false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever through the ages of the ages." In Revelation 20, verse 14, it says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death."
Now, we find it interesting that death and hell are cast into a lake of fire, which must mean that the lake of fire has an even greater punishment than hell. The reality of hell and the lake of fire, well, that really isn't a part of today's call. But it's always good to be reminded about the inevitability of the devil's final living place. And one of the reasons that he goes there is because of deception. The enemy is terrified, petrified, horrified at the thought of two people coming together in a prayer of agreement, because he understands the spiritual power that really results from the power of two people agreeing on anything. That's why the enemy will do whatever he can to keep us from coming into the power of agreement. And yes, he does experience fear. The demon chasing and binding power of two believers who understand their authority, the potential of their agreement, and the inevitable result of that union scares him. Every demon from hell fears the power of two. Is there any wonder that the devil targets Christian marriages?
In Deuteronomy 32, verse 30 in the New International Version, it says, "How could one man chase 1,000 or two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them, unless the Lord had given them up?" You know, one of the things that is giving the devil a one-way ticket to hell is deception, and he's a master at using that weapon. The devil has absolutely no power over you unless you give it to him. And one of the major ways people fall into the devil's plan is through deception. The enemy only has the ability to deceive, to accuse, and to tempt. That's it. And Jesus took away the power of death, hell, and the grave when he made an open show of the devil.
Hallelujah.
As it says in Colossians 2:15. Colossians 2, verse 15 in the Classic Amplified says, "God disarmed the principalities and powers that were arranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them and triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross."
Satan is a defeated foe whose primary weapon, as we've said, is deception. He uses that weapon to blind us to the power of two in agreement, and truthfully, honey, in the
multiplication.
Thank you. And in every single area of our lives, we must be wise enough to see through his tactics.
And the Word of God tells us in Matthew 18, verse 19, Classic Amplified Bible, "Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything, and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven." The New Living Translation of Matthew 18:19 says it in this very simplified form. I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you.
The Message Bible says that God springs into action when we come into the place of agreement. The power too leads to healing, restoration, and spiritual power. If Jesus himself will actually be in the midst of two or three believers who are praying in agreement and in unison with one another to God the Father, then this means Jesus is hearing their prayer loud and clear. And if Jesus is hearing their prayer loud and clear, then those two or three believers will have a very good chance of getting their prayers answered by God the Father. He will personally be in the midst of two or three believers who are coming together in his name to pray about a particular matter.
James 5:16 in the Classic Amplified says, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous a power available, dynamic in its working.
You know, honey, dynamic. You know, it talks about dynamic, power, working. You know what's dynamic?
What's
God's
dynamic?
Multiplication.
Hallelujah.
This power in the place of agreement is detailed even further in the context of the Message Bible translation of James 5:16-18.
In James 5:16-18, it says, make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Elijah, for instance, human just like us, prayed hard that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't, not a drop, for 3.5 years. Then he prayed that it would rain, and it did. The showers came, and everything started growing again.
Now, let's go a little further on the power of two. Do you remember the first math that you ever learned as a child? It was addition. 1 + 1 = 2. 3 + 3 = 6. There's a sequence taught in math. First you learn addition, then subtraction, and then multiplication. 3 × 3 = 9. Now, I'll confess to you that I never liked algebra, geometry 2, or geometry, algebra 2, calculus, or trigonometry. Now, I'm really good with numbers. I'm really good with money. But truthfully, I prefer God's mathematical formulas to those of man. I may not understand what trigonometric or inverse trigonometric functions mean. May not even be able to pronounce them. But I do understand God's math. I understand how one seed can be multiplied 30, 60, and even 100 times.
As it says in Matthew 13:8, other fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. In Matthew 13:23, he goes on to say, he that receiveth into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 8, other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And in Mark 4:20, he must want this to be known, right? In Mark 4:20, it says, these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold.
Let's explain God's math. Now, it's easy to understand 30-fold, what, 30-fold and 60-fold mean? 30-fold means 30 times. 60-fold means 60 times. However, 100-fold is different. Notice in the telling of the story of the sower in Mark 4, Jesus abruptly breaks the mathematical progression that he uses after reaching 60-fold. He's been progressing by 30 numbers at a time. That is, until he goes beyond 60-fold. Then instead of saying the next 30-fold, adding that to his count, and coming up to 90-fold, he jumps 40 numbers and ends with 100. You can read that in Mark 4:20. When our Lord makes this abrupt change, it should be obvious that something of significance is taking place. For 100 is a unique number. It's the only number that can represent many other things. Not only does it mean 100, it can also signify that something is complete, whole, or the best possible. See, that's what I love about God's math. You have the ability, we have the ability to get the best. Now, couple God's math with the power available in the place of agreement, and you can see why the devil is terrified of our agreement in prayer with one another.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Two are better than one because they have a good, more satisfying reward for their labor. Though in just a few verses, Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12, this I'm reading in the New Living Translation, you see why the devil has taken up Prozac. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken.
You, me, and the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Now that's a power-packed package that God knows is ready for success.
Amen.
And it terrifies the devil more than you can possibly imagine.
The thing is, you have to realize that we have the ability over, we have actually the authority over all the ability of the enemy. As it says in Luke 10:19, and nothing can by any means hurt us. When you get that realization down in you and know that it's not just your words, it's God's word standing behind it, then you start to have real power over the enemy in your life.
See, that's why the enemy doesn't like it when we have seasons of prayer for our ministry partners and you and I come into agreement with them just for supernatural breakthroughs. And we do that on a daily basis and also at some very special times. You, me, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
That's right.
I like that.
Success.
It is. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. The top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video while you're there. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.